Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Marty Patton. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rich Chiles. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaHood. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger bunts towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Bostock moves to third. Carew moves to second. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bostock scores. Carew moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles hits a fly ball into left field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew tags and scores. Adams tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is hit by the pitch. Smalley moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Weiniger and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shiles. White reaches second base with a double. Patek scores. It's 2-1, Twins. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Adams moves to second. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHewitt hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Patek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive towards first. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adams strikes out. One out. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Chiles hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 2 in the game. Heil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0 for 2 in the game. LaHewitt hits a line drive into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Smalley bunts towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to third. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bostock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson pinch runs for John Mayberry. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shiles. Porter reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's Royals, 2, Twins, 2. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. Otis moves to second. It's 3-2, Royals. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Tom Johnson now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Otis moves to third. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Carew hits a fly ball into left field. La Hewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Adams moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 2. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Josie Depp pinch hits for Joe LaHood. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Z-Depp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Josie Depp now playing left field. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Cubbage moves to second. Randy Bass pinch hits for Bob Randall. Randy Bass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bass hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Cubbage moves to third. One out. Rob Wilfong pinch runs for Randy Bass. Steve Mingori now pitching. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bostock strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. Wilfong moves to second. It's 6-3, Royals. Doug Bird now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilfong moves to third. Carew moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bergmeier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Chiles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-4 in the game. Heil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.